This episode is sponsored by my Patreon supporters. Thank you so much to Christina N., Earl B., St. Peaches, Terrence C., thank you to Carlos C. and Bonkers. A huge thank you to Viden A., Jordan, Roman, Philip, Mona and Luna, Legion, Hannah M., Brizo, and Abby R. Thank you so much for being here. If you're interested in becoming a patron to help support the podcast, then head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. Choose the tier that fits your interest and enjoy early access, exclusive episodes, and more. Remember, it's patreon.com/tabitabipod. Mabuhay, and welcome to Spooky Saturday, a segment of the podcast where I tell paranormal stories submitted by our listeners or explore haunted places in the Philippines. Today, we visit the Bahay na Pula, notorious for its tragic history. The countless lives lost within its walls have given rise to chilling ghost stories and urban legends. I am your host and guide through the shadows, Ethan, telling you to settle down, my dear listeners, and let's begin. The Bahay na Pula, which translates to Red House in English, is a place shrouded in mystery and darkness. It is located in Barangay Anyantam, San Ildefonso, Bulacan, and was once an elegant two-story house owned by Don Ramon Ilisorio. Constructed in 1929, the mansion stood proudly amidst a large ranch adorned with duhat, kamachile, and tamarind trees. However, this place carries a dark and horrific past. During the Japanese occupation in World War II, the Bahay na Pula became infamous for the atrocities committed by the Japanese soldiers against the Filipino people. So, a trigger warning for you, my dear listeners. The following account contains mentions of sexual assault, mutilation, and graphic violence. If these topics may cause distress, it is advisable to refrain from listening to this episode. Listener's discretion is advised. On November 23, 1944, the Geki Group of the 14th District Army under the command of Japanese Imperial General Tomoyuki Yamashita launched an attack on Mapaniki, Pampanga. The Japanese soldiers rounded up locals suspected of being Hukbalahap guerrillas. What is Hukbalahap? Hukbalahap, also known as Hukbong Bayan Laban sa Hapon or People's Army Against the Japanese, was a guerrilla movement formed by Filipino farmers in Central Luzon during World War II. The Hukbalahap emerged in 1942 as a response to the Japanese occupation of the Philippines. The primary objective of the Hukbalahap was to resist Japanese forces and fight for the liberation of the Philippines. They employed guerrilla warfare tactics such as a hit-and-run attack, ambushes, and sabotage to weaken the Japanese occupiers. The Hukbalahap was known for its grassroots support, particularly among peasants and rural communities. Obviously, the Japanese saw these Hukbalahap guerrillas as a threat. So in retaliation, the Japanese soldiers pillaged and set fire to the entire community, committing heinous acts of violence. The male inhabitants of Mapaniki were mercilessly slaughtered, and their bodies were dumped in a large pit and set ablaze. The women left to witness the horrors inflicted upon their families were forced to march for miles, carrying the soldiers' stolen goods. Many women, particularly from Bulacan and Nueva Ecija, were subjected to abuse and brutality in the vicinity of the Ilisorio Mansion. Tragically, the Ilisorio Mansion or the Bahay na Pula, which fell into the hands of the Japanese forces, became one of their garrisons. It served as a prison where women were held captive and subjected to unspeakable acts of violence. Locals have reported hearing the desperate screams of women pleading for rescue during the haunting hours of the night. The women were repeatedly raped and assaulted by the Japanese soldiers, and tragically, some were even as young as 8 or 9 years old. Mothers and daughters endured assault together as bayonets were used against those who resisted. Some women were eventually released after hours of torment, while others were forced to live in the house as comfort women. I'm sure you've heard about this term growing up. I'm sure it was briefly discussed when you were studying. But if you are not familiar with this term, comfort women is a term used to refer to women and girls who were forced into sexual slavery by the Imperial Japanese Army before and during World War II. The term is a euphemism used by the Japanese military at the time. You see, during the war, the Japanese military established a system of military brothels to provide sexual services to the soldiers. The women and girls who were forced into the system were often deceived, abducted, or coerced into sexual servitude. Many were recruited under false pretenses such as promises of work, while others were kidnapped or taken from their homes. They were then subjected to physical and sexual abuse, often enduring horrific conditions and violence, which is the same thing that happened to the women taken to the Bahay na Pula. The Ilusoryu Mansion became a chamber of horror where countless women were violated repeatedly. Allegedly, there was even a story of a younger girl whom the soldiers favored and assaulted up to 20 or 30 times a day. Despite her attempts to escape, she was caught in the bathroom, where the abuse continued until she tragically drowned in a bathtub. In 1977, the Malaya Lolas, or Free Grandmothers, an organization fighting for their rights and compensations for the war losses, was formed in Pampanga. Initially consisting of 90 members, including the wives, husbands, sons, and other male relatives of victims, the group sought justice. Over the years, the number of members has decreased, but their fight for recognition continues. The Japanese government established the Asian Women's Fund to provide financial compensation to comfort women. However, shockingly, the women from Apaniki were not officially recognized as comfort women. Consequently, they never received any compensation or medical care for the immense trauma they endured. In their pursuit of justice, the Malaya Lolas filed a lawsuit against the Japanese government in Japanese courts. Unfortunately, the case was dismissed due to the group's lack of legal standing under international law. They were advised to seek support from the Philippine government for their claims, so the Malaya Lolas then filed a case before the Supreme Court of the Philippines in March 2004. They argued that the Philippine government had violated its legal obligation to address crimes against humanity by failing to support their complaints against the Japanese government in international courts. They called for the accountability of government officials who did not support their cause, stating it was an abuse of discretion. However, in 2010, the Supreme Court dismissed the case, considering it a diplomatic matter to be handled by the executive branch. The court reaffirmed its decision in 2014, leaving the victims without the justice they desperately sought. Despite the injustice suffered by the victims, their stories have not been forgotten. In 2017, a documentary film titled Bahay na Pula was released by Cinema One Originals. It shed light on the tragedy of the comfort women and their ongoing struggle for recognition and justice, despite the advancing age of most of the survivors. As with many haunted locations, the Bahay na Pula has become the subject of urban legends and stories. Its dark past continues to fuel the imaginations of storytellers, amplifying the fear and fascination surrounding this infamous house. Many claim to have heard the anguished screams of the women who perished there. It is said that wandering spirits inhabit the house, forever lost and seeking peace. Some have even reported witnessing a spectral platoon of Japanese troops patrolling the streets. The Bahay na Pula tragedy stands as a haunting reminder of our ancestors' wartime struggles. Today, the Ilusoryo Mansion stands in the middle of an 11,013 square meter plot of land. Its walls crumble and the roof relies on only a few supports. However, the crimson hue of the building still stands as a reminder of the tragic history that unfolded within its walls. And that is it for today's Spooky Saturday. I do hope you enjoyed listening to today's story. If you have your own paranormal encounters that you would like to share, or any haunted places you want me to tackle, please email us at officialtabitabipod@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. If you want to help support the podcast financially, please head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod, or you can always give me a tip on GCash. Info will be listed on the description. Thanks for listening to Tabi Tabi Podcast. This has been Ethan. Join me next time when we explore more haunted places in the Philippines. Bye!